This is the Dallas Morning News.
Hey there, I'm Dylan Lewis, one of the hosts of Motley Fool Money. Each weekday on Motley Fool Money, we talk through the business news you need to know and the stories moving stocks on Wall Street. On weekends, we dive into the industries shaping tomorrow and host the experts, authors, and executives that understand them. Tune in for insights, a long-term perspective on investing, and of course, stock ideas, plenty of them. To quote a listener, it pays to listen. Check us out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's Wednesday, April 19th, and this is your Dallas Morning News. Today's forecast calls for cloudy skies with a high near 84 and a low near 69. Here are today's headlines. Dallas-based Southwest Airlines paused all departing flights nationwide for about a half hour Tuesday morning due to what the FAA called internal technical issues. Southwest spokesman Dan Lanson said in a statement, Southwest has resumed operations after temporarily pausing flight activity this morning to work through data connection issues resulting from a firewall failure. Southwest said it was working to connect passengers to flights and that anyone traveling on the airline today should check their flight status and times. Southwest, which is the nation's largest domestic carrier, delayed about 30% of its flights for Tuesday, about 1,500 in all, according to FlightAware.com. Southwest had about 4,130 flights scheduled for Tuesday. The outage happened around 9:30 a.m. Tuesday morning and lasted about 30 minutes before the problem was apparently fixed and the FAA was notified to resume flights. In sports news, as American Airlines Center nears its 22nd birthday this summer, work is underway to greatly enhance fan experience and comfort, with the Mavericks and Stars splitting the $18.5 million bill. For the first time since 2009, AAC not only will get a new LED center-hung display, but four curved and angled underbelly screens with 360-degree video capability, creating a 55% larger viewing area than the current center video boards. All 19,134 of the arena's original seats are being replaced with better cushioned and ergonomically improved seats that also are resistant to spills, stains, and cuts. Dave Brown, American Airlines Center's chief operating officer and general manager, told the Dallas Morning News that the combined costs of the new additions and upgrades throughout the arena will be about $15 million. Up next, state lawmakers are considering gun control bills prioritized by families who lost loved ones in the Uvalde school massacre. On Tuesday, a House committee will hear public testimony on more than a dozen proposals, including raising the purchase age to 21 for long guns. Such measures face an uphill climb in the GOP-led legislature, which has steadily loosened gun laws in the wake of past mass shootings. In the first legislative session since a gunman opened fire at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, killing 19 children and two teachers, victims' families have been a constant presence at the Capitol, wearing shirts and holding signs with photos of their loved ones. They've held news conferences urging legislators to change laws they say enabled the shooter, who officials said legally purchased two guns days after his 18th birthday. The family's main ask is to raise the purchase age for long guns from 18 to 21, and the idea has faced resistance from GOP leaders, including House Speaker Dade Phelan and Governor Greg Abbott, who questioned its constitutionality. And Frisco Mayor Jeff Cheney has heard all kinds of whispers about his involvement in what could become the city's most transformational development. In addition to his role as mayor, Cheney leads a namesake real estate brokerage that's sold more than $1 billion worth of homes. His dual roles in one of the fastest-growing cities in the U.S. increasingly have real estate agents and residents asking where one job ends and the other begins. That scrutiny now centers on Cheney's role in Fields, roughly 2,500 acres of land that includes the PGA of America's new headquarters and golf courses, multi-million dollar homes, shopping centers, and the future site of a universal theme park. The project is headed by high-profile developers Femi Karahan and Dallas-based Hunt Realty. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and for the latest breaking news, visit dallasnews.com. And don't forget to check out the Dallas Morning News Rewards Program for our virtual events. For more info on upcoming events, please visit rewards.dallasnews.com. Enjoy your day.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.